Welcome to week 6 of the Firm Foundation class. How many of you would say that you now are or have ever felt that you were broken? Maybe you have experienced losses in your life, loss of relationships, loss of material things, loss of physical ability. John 10:10 says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God is about the business of making us whole. And if we have been pulled apart, then it is God's desire to put us back together again. Becoming whole. God wants you to be whole. Matthew 1, verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. God wants you to be a whole, unbroken person. Today we are going to focus on becoming whole. We are going to use the greatest example God could have ever given us, and that example is Jesus Christ. He is the only one who lived blameless before God and man, and he is the only person that can truly say that he was without sin. As Christians, we sometimes mistakenly tend to focus our lives on the people around us. However, we need to turn from this worldly focus on each other and begin to focus on the only person who deserves to be imitated. That was the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now in Matthew 1:21, what does the word saved mean? The word saved actually means to be made whole. Even though you're now a Christian, do you ever feel like something's still missing in your life? You may not feel whole, but God wants you to realize that there is hope for becoming whole. God loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to make us complete. Let's read Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 in the King James Version. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. What are the 6 things Jesus came to do? Number 1, to preach good news to the poor. Number 2, to heal the brokenhearted. Number 3, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. Number 4, to proclaim recovery of sight for the blind. Number 5, to release the oppressed. And number 6, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus came to do these things in your life. No matter what you have gone through, Jesus wants to heal you and fill the emptiness within you. Which of these 6 things do you feel most appropriately describes what you need Jesus to do for you today? The scripture plainly tells us that he comes to set us at liberty, so that we might be free from any bondage, and so that we can be made whole. Remember to keep your eyes on Jesus. We should let him be the example that we try to become more like. Today, end this lesson with a prayer of thanks to the Lord Jesus, and ask him to help you to overcome any kind of bondage that might be holding you back from being whole.